Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Welcome to Hype Leadership Podcast. I'm Lindsay Curry, and this is my co-host, David Curry. Balance. The foundation of human happiness, it is a balanced life that allows for maximum potential. Life's equation is freedom and finance. We believe that within our system, a balanced life will be attained. You have the time you want while maintaining a career that provides the financial security you need. Community service, family, and financial peace of mind are important to see everyone here at Orca Life. And ladies and gentlemen, that is actually what we're going to be sharing today. That is one of Orca Life's power principles. And to tie that in really with the quote that we're going to be focusing on is a balanced life allows for maximum potential. And that's truly what helps. That's the key to unlocking your full capacity. And so, David, I'm excited to jump into this because I know that's something that you and I as a husband-wife duo have gone back and forth with as far as balance, whether that be our career, our relationship as husband and wife, parents, coaches, leaders, whatever the case may be. We've got all kinds of balls juggling in the air.
Yeah, ain't that right? No. God, that gives me anxiety and a little bit of stress listening to you reel off all of those roles and goals. Man, balance is a big topic, right? So I'm excited to, give our spin on balance and what we've kind of learned from on that subject, because as you read that from the Orca.life website, the company that Lindsay and I helped found in 2016, I just think, you know, I even said it to you maybe as we talked a little bit about this, that I don't know that we really had it right, or we at least didn't totally understand then what we do now. And when I say that, I want a context that I think about when John Maxwell, you know, a big mentor of ours, someone we've followed for a large part of our life now. Whenever he's asked what book that you've written is your favorite book or your best book, he always says, well, it's the one that I just wrote, because, you know, you're always growing, you're always learning, you're always adapting. And, I would say that Lindsay and I have learned a lot about balance just from being in this business. You know, when we started in this business, we had one child, and
now we have three.
Well, when we started, I guess we didn't have any. You know, we had a bun in the oven, didn't we?
We did have a bun in the oven. We had a bun in the oven when we started, and we have it. And I think there's this, I don't know exactly what the word would be, but there is this thought that you can have this balanced life. And part of me thinks that there is pockets in their seasons of life that can be balanced, right? And in some seasons, you're going to have to lean into a certain aspect, or maybe your career a little more, or maybe, hey, my son is going through something, you know, far as when Locke had his concussion last year. Our son, back last February, it was a freak accident that happened at the house. Him and neighborhood kids were playing hide and seek, and he was running full speed. And we have a golden, and she had just trotted by, and he was running so fast that he tripped over her and hit his head on the concrete. And so in that moment, it was kind of like, what the heck happened? I mean, you know, we had to go take him to be evaluated and all those things. But when you talk about seasons of life and really having to lean in, you know, during that season, really had to be there for Locke, right? Because he was out of school for a week, 2 weeks. It was a lot of neurology appointments and going to have his eyes looked at and eye therapy. And so that was a season of life. And that that, I guess, just happened earlier this year, even though that seems like last year. But I guess it was earlier this year.
It was. I think it was the day before my birthday. So I've always remembered that by that date. I think it was February 25th. And yeah, he was knocked out. Not literally. So that was, you know, what kind of caught me off guard about the severity of that issue was that, you know, he seemed to handle himself well for what happened that night. But yeah, that stuff's lingered on for a little close to maybe a little over 2 months. And that took us out. You know, he is a kid that prides himself on sports. And when you think about balance, you know, that side of his life was taken away from him. So
right.
That was a challenge, I'm sure, for him. And, but yeah, so I guess as you talk about that, you know, yes, there are a lot of seasons of life. I think that is one thing that we have learned well. Again, from our time in being in this business and being business owners, which clearly, if we've always said, we got all kind of contradictory statements about balance. You know, we've said a lot. If we're 1099, we're always working, right? Like that's a statement that we've made and made a lot. And I'd say we're thankful business owners, and we always say if you're not driving your business forward, then the business isn't going. It moves at the speed of the leader. So there are a lot of these things that I think will contradict the idea of balance is an ultimate life goal, right? Like, because it is unachievable. And kind of what I said with you back and forth earlier, Lindsay, is when I think it, when you look at balance, you are looking at a larger scope, because if at any point you zone in and you zoom in to that moment, I would say what we have learned, and you hear it a lot, is you've got to be obsessed with that moment, or you hear everybody say living in the present, right?
Right. And when
you can't live with your daughter. You can't live with the business. You can't be present if you're not obsessively unbalanced. So that there's this weird thought of, I've got to be obsessively unbalanced to be balanced. Because you know, as we go back and forth, Lindsay, I know, again, you've learned a lot about this just through experience. You know, being a mom, being somebody that's out there on the road and primarily bit was away from the family as we got this business going for the first 7-8 years. And, you know, we came across a quote, another quote, this is from Oprah, that I thought just really rung real true to how I feel. And that is, you can have it all, but you just can't have it all at once. Mm-hmm. Right? You can have it all, but you can't have it all at once. So again, you've mentioned all the roles. You know, we've done a lot of work with that. Roles, right? What am I responsible for? What's in my life? You're a mom, business owner, a wife, a daughter, a friend, a godly woman. Like, how do you live presently? And do you even feel balance is an achievable thing?
Well, for a long time, I was always striving for this balanced life because, you know, I go back to David, especially when I traveled weekly, and I traveled weekly for probably about 6 years on a consistent basis. As we've talked about, you know, we serve the consumers face to face. So I was gone typically Monday through Wednesday. And so I just remember being gone those days. I mean, David and I, we laugh about it now, but I would really have to shut that part, my mom brain on. So those moms out there that are listening to this, you know, cause you've got to shut that part off. Cause it's like, I can't be at home with my kids or with my husband. I can't control what's going on, right? To make sure that they've had a bath, they've ate, you know, all these things, these list of things that roll through your mom's head. And so when I was out there traveling, I mean, I really, I'm not saying it was the right thing, but David and I really didn't talk because I was out there working to work my way back home. Now think about it, full commission sales. So I had to get in front of a number of folks to sit down, go through the process in order to create applications to essentially feed our family. So, you know, working late until the evening, that was my goal. And so a lot of times Dave would already be asleep. I may reach out to him at 10 or 11, but more than likely he was already asleep because he was getting up at 6, 7 to take the kids to school. And that was just kind of our routine. He knew, you know, David was so great about not really reaching out unless like the house was on fire. And even sometimes if the house was on fire, he probably wouldn't reach out. But he did a great job of that. No. But
there were probably a few fires.
Yes, for sure. But, you know, shutting that part of my brain off while you're out there, because when I came back home on Thursday, that was always a transition day. And that was always a challenging day for me because I'm going back into mom mode. I'm trying to figure out, you know, basically they've been used to dad and grandparents, and everyone parents different than the way that mom does. It's not good or bad. It's just different. And so, you know, getting back into that role of mom, it was challenging. It was very much a challenge. I struggled a lot on Thursdays. I mean, that was something that was just those first 12 hours. It was like, oh, my gosh, now I'm back into it. But I was so grateful that I was able to out there to do what I was able to do for our family, because those sacrifices, those small sacrifices is what really allowed us to move our business. It really was. You know, David, one of the things that I think about when I think about sacrifices is when we went to that Rachel Hollis conference, and I know I reference this a lot, but I took a lot away from that back in 2019. And when she had us write down, she had those little, the little notebooks, what is it called? The start today journal, where you wrote your gratitude and then you wrote your 10 goals. Well, her idea was, hey, write your goals as though they already happened, So I was writing, because again, guys and girls listening, I was already traveling and I wanted to be at home. I wanted to have the opportunity to choose to be at home when my son Locke started kindergarten. That was always my goal. So I wrote, hey, I'm so thankful that I'm at home with Locke now that he started kindergarten. And I mean, I started writing that when Locke was 2 years old. And the crazy thing is when he started kindergarten, I had that opportunity to be at home with him.
Oh yeah, you did. And you passed that opportunity to teach kindergarten through COVID. I remember it well. Yeah. That was another. Now, that may have been one of those fires. But yes, no, it really was. It was always something that, you know, as I hear what you're saying, one thing I think that helps you continue to live unbalanced going towards the balance is seeing some of the payoffs, right? Like, God, when I think about the sacrifices that we made, we deemed so many years after year, the year of the sacrifice. And, you know, we've said it a lot, and I've always leaned back into this. When you have the bigger vision as to where you're going, that allows for you to kind of walk over the small hurdles and the speed bumps that get in your way every single day, whether that's trying to be the great parent, be the great business owner, whatever it is that you're really pushing your time towards. There's going to be there are adversities that show up with that, right? Like to be the dad teaching kindergarten. Now we're doing that on the computer and everybody's crying.
I mean, as far as sacrifices, so, you know, I wasn't always there to to be at the parties, the school parties, right? Or be the homeroom mom or whatever the case may be. And I was okay with that. I was okay with that, right? Because I was working, and I think probably just to share with you all, just working for the bigger vision and the bigger goal. It wasn't that those things weren't important, but my son was going to realize if I was able to really be at home when he started kindergarten versus being at some of those early preschool parties.
Well, right? You had a husband there at those parties. That's when I always get a little rubbed when, you know, we talked about this last week, like that traditional old thought process of mama is the only one that takes care of the kids, or daddy is the only one that gets out there and makes money for the family's bank account. Like those things, they're old ways of thinking. Like, so we together have been able to balance. And that I think is a big part of it too, right? Because if you had been leaning into that business side of our life, but you didn't have somebody weighing down the other side with the family, and you felt like those things were being unattended to, that those feelings and the payoff and the effect, it weighs you down. So what I guess I'm saying is, one thing you really have to lean into as you look to balance out your life is who's going to help you balance it. Now, you know, because like we said, there's so many roles. Everybody has so many roles. And, you know, maybe some are young and single and less responsible when it comes to a big family. Or maybe you just have the friendships that you want to manage, or maybe you want to only focus in on this career. Like sometimes, yes, some people's lives are easier to balance. But when you start, you know, I even looked at, I've heard this said before, and it's like, so let's take all of it away. Let's take all the kids. Let's take all the businesses, whatever it is that we have personally going on. And it's like, imagine life as this game, right? And you're juggling the balls of life. And let's say that one of them is your work. One of them is your family. One of them has to be your health. One of them be your friendships. And one of them be your spirituality. Everybody is juggling these five balls, right? And you got to think about balancing those out. And I think that's the challenge, you know? So to me, what I was saying is when you have other people helping you with those things, it makes it so much easier.
1,000%. I couldn't have traveled without you being at home with them, right? Ensuring that. And the grandparents, I mean, they help tremendously. I mean, when they say it takes a village, it really takes a village, especially when one of the parents is gone. I mean, much respect to single moms out there, because I don't know how you do it. I mean, I and really
daddies too.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
And praise be to them.
Yes.
So I want to ask you something else, Lens, because I know we've grown so much, I think, in that area of our life when it really just comes to management. Mm-hmm. I think at first we just knew we didn't have a choice, and you kind of had to do things. And as we've grown and as we've matured, as we've read, you know, I think Stephen Covey is somebody that comes to my mind. And I think about the book of Highly Effective People and what we've learned from managing our quadrants, you know, and managing, again, those roles and goals. When you come to putting these things out on paper, it's like, okay, we're going to start with our roles. What is it that my life should be going towards? And then what are my goals in those aspects? And now we get into what's important, what's not important. And I love this quote. I'm the quote master today. So the key is not to prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. And that really, I felt like spoke to how we've operated our life for the last couple of years. So when you think about that, like scheduling your priorities, does that play into how do you do that as you try to balance this big life?
Yes, absolutely. So it can be overwhelming when you think about all of it. But one thing that I do is, like, for the next 3 months, again, we've got a business, we've got three children. I'm sure many of you listening can relate. And then you've got all these other commitments outside of the ones that I've already mentioned. So I will print out, I know this sounds old school, but I'm just a millennial, so I don't know what, at the tail end, I'm not sure. Anyways, so I will print out three calendars, you know, like September, October, November, and I will write everything down of what has to take place just for our kids' schedule, first and foremost. Then I go back in and add in, hey, when am I traveling for work? When is David traveling for work? Because I'm sure moms can relate to that, that you've got to have that out on paper so I can look at it and I can say, okay, that allows me to think ahead and to know what I need to prepare for that week. Also, as far as, you know, the priorities, making sure, hey, I typically take Lenny to dance. Hey, you know, I haven't got to really talk to Locke a whole lot. So usually, you know, I'm not always the best about this, but I'll try to get an hour either every 2 weeks or monthly that we can go and grab lunch together, just the two of us, because David primarily, you know, takes Locke to practice. I primarily shuffle the girls to dance. And so just making sure that you're getting that one-on-one time with them, because that's so important. You know, there's just so many little things, even in the car, just a simple conversation. There's so many things that they can tell you in a matter of an hour. And those conversations are important.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I get side eyes sometimes from friends and that, you know, talk about carpools and wanting to take the, you know, how everybody's got to bunk up to, and it makes life so much easier. And I personally think so much about that in time, you know, about how important that time is that we get to spend with the kids just in the car. So,
right. Well, and that's something that you look forward to, like you taking the kids to school in the morning. That's something that you look forward to. I mean, just those conversation of, hey, what are you grateful for? Talking about your day, just, you know, getting them in a good headspace to take over, conquer the world today.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, if, you know, we're in the life insurance business and we know life doesn't last forever and, you know, those kids, hopefully, what our goals are is to instill values and life lessons that they're going to remember that continues to help them grow and be better people than we've been, right?
Right.
I love how Ed Milet says, you know, that next generation, when if this is my student should always be better than me. And I loved when I heard him say that, because it's like, God, that makes so much sense. Because if I have everything I have to give to you and you continue to work and grow, then the only outcome should be better than me, right?
Well,
but yeah, so being able to give that. And then when I thought about that myself, Lens, it's, as you talk about the calendars, is there's the non-negotiables, right? Like, that's what I think about when it says schedule my priority. Like, Lindsay's heading down to Dallas for a recruiting event this week. We have dance classes and gymnastics classes and cheer practice and this and that Lindsay's normally there for, right?
Right.
But this week, there is something that has a higher priority for the business that is, it's like, okay, here, I'm scheduling that. I know that I'm going to be obsessively unbalanced into the business this Wednesday through Friday in this recruiting event, right? Where the dance dad, shout out, dance dad, yes, I'm a part of the dance crew as well, but in Gatlinburg for Dance Nationals this past summer, we would not be scheduling work events during this non-negotiable outing for my daughter, or the baseball, travel baseball tournaments for my son. So that's what I think helps so much, right? Like, what are we can prioritize? Like, Dance Nationals is up here.
Right.
Monday's dance practice can sit down here sometime.
Right. I think prioritizing the, you know, Covey always talks about the important versus the urgent. And if I can encourage anyone to read that book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, that was really a shift in our business. I think we read that in 2020. But, you know, just talking about, hey, okay, what is important, but it's not urgent? Hey, working out, that is our important. I mean, it's so important. Is it urgent? Do I have to do it right now? I don't. But 30 days from now, do I want to feel better about myself and have clarity and have less stress because I've worked out? Yes. And it's become so much of a habit that our three-year-old will say, hey, mom, hey, mommy, when are you going to go work out? Because she wants to go downstairs. She'll mimic a couple of the moves and then flip around on the tumble mat. But again, they watch what you do, which is crazy. She's 3 years old and she asked, hey, when are we going to go downstairs so you can work out? Right? It's like, I don't feel like working out.
About her working out than she does you. But yeah, no. And that's what gets lost, right? In the microwave society that we live in and the here and now. If I'm going to do this, what do I get from it? That's where the quadrant two activities, the important but not urgent things like your workouts, right? Like, I think everybody understands you don't show up at the gym, put an hour's worth of work in, and then go try out for Mr. Olympia, right? Like, you're doing all of this work and you don't necessarily see the immediate effect. And that's where scheduling priorities versus letting those fires that may not mean as much in the long term, that's where understanding what those goals are to your roles, right? Like,
absolutely. And I think another one, actually, I just thought about this. So last night, Locke had his first football game. They won. Woo-woo, go Chargers, 34-0. And he had a great game. And honestly, he was so wore out. I mean, you know, I'm a little bit of a drill sergeant come Sunday night for Baz, because I love for everyone to, I mean, be in bed by 8 o'clock. I'm like, we just need to go to bed. We need to start the week out good. We got a lot of activities, but I want everybody to bed. Literally 7:45, he's like, give me a kiss goodnight. He's like, I'm going to bed. I mean, he was tired. Now, the girls took a little bit longer, but everybody was asleep by 8:40. And it was awesome, was it not, David, that everyone's asleep by 8, like 8:40? I mean, to start the week out, that's probably why I feel so good about myself today. Like, everyone got good night's sleep.
I just love how you act like all those things are for their betterment.
Hey, it makes mama happy, and the whole family happy.
You know, there's a great way to talk about, you know, all things can be presented differently and for different reasons. And perspective is such a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Highly recommend.
No, 100%. 100%. Yeah, he even mentioned that. Like, a football game will wear you out. And yeah. I think that is, you know, similar to what we're talking about today. Like, all of these things, all of life is going to wear you out, which is why you have to, I think, not only understand where you've got to get obsessively unbalanced to achieve the long-term goal and gain that you're looking for, but then also what is going to refill you and replenish you. Because, like, Lindsay, just to go back to mom, business owner, on the road, two kids at home, and you're not getting your cup filled necessarily being out on the road, but you know, next week we're doing the same thing. How important, and maybe how did you refill that cup to make sure you were able to get obsessively unbalanced again.
So one thing I vividly remember is, again, I hate to go back to Sundays, but Sundays was it. I mean, Sundays, a lot of times David's family would always like to have those birthday parties on Sunday, and it was like a 2-5 deal or a 5-8 deal. And a lot of times I said no to those because, not because I didn't want to go see them, but because I knew I was leaving out of town. I wanted to vacuum, have all the kids' clothes done. I mean, I did a lot of things routinely to set myself up to be out the door by 8 a.m. on Monday morning. And I also wanted to spend time with the kids and with David before Monday started. And I knew if we went to some of them, but I knew if we went that we wouldn't get home till late. It would set me back from what I was trying to achieve, what we were trying to achieve. And so a lot of times I said no to Sunday events.
Yeah. And a lot of that, I think, is, yes, it did allow us to accomplish a few of those goals or items that you wanted to check off the list. But also it just allowed you to feel better. You know, we felt better, and when you feel good, it allows for you to then become obsessively unbalanced again, right?
Correct.
Because you don't feel like, oh, I'm leaving all these things undone. If I have all these things undone, which again is why you have to schedule your priorities. What are your priorities? Get them on the schedule, knock them off the list, so then you can continue to live in that unbalanced manner. And
Right. And
we're very lucky, right? We're very fortunate that as business owners, we reap the benefit of being unbalanced like that.
Correct.
Like, we get that. There are the 9-to-5s out there, and it's like, man, I just have to do this. And, you know, even when I go extra hard here, it doesn't make any bit of a difference. We're not in that position, right? We're the business owners. We're the drivers. And when you live obsessively unbalanced like that, your business starts to rise and your income levels do, and all those things then allow for you to live a little more unbalanced on the other side of life. With your family and the kids and the sporting events and the coaching.
Right. Well, and like you said, balance, it prevents burnout. So when I think back about, you know, traveling and making sure that I was getting my cup filled over the weekend and on Sunday so I could go out and do what I needed to do, right, in that unbalanced territory for those 3 days. So, yes.
Yeah, because as much as we talk about it, like I said, again, if you think about your life and those five balls, work, family, health, friends, spirituality, like we're all doing that no matter what, where we live. So as contradictory as it may sound, to achieve that life balance and your maximum potential, from my point of view, maybe you have to get a little obsessively unbalanced to balance out. But I think that's a great message today, Lynn. Thank you for your insight.
Absolutely. Happy to share. All right. Thank you all for joining in, and we will see you next week. Have a great one.
David and Lindsay Curry are focused on high-performance coaching and sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial. That's hype.financial to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast.